Chapter 1. It was evening, and the Nelly, a yawl, was anchored in the Thames. We looked down the river that flowed to the sea. London was behind us, a great black shape. The captain of the Nelly was a company director. The other guests included a lawyer, an accountant, myself, and of course Marlowe. We all knew each other well, and we all shared a passion for the sea. We looked out on the river and remembered its history. Famous men and famous ships had sailed out from here to perform famous deeds. They had sailed out to fight in battles, to conquer other countries and make fortunes. The Thames had carried men to the places of their dreams, and it had carried men who were inspired by greed.
"This has been a dark place as well,"
Marlowe said suddenly. Marlowe was the only one of us who was still a professional sailor. He was like a lot of sailors in some ways. He liked telling stories, and he was more comfortable at sea than on land. He was also unlike most sailors in some ways. Marlowe's stories were not simple tales. He did not just describe exciting events. He tried to understand the people in his stories and the places where the stories had taken place. No one was surprised at Marlowe's remark. We did not say anything. We waited for him to continue. There was a silence on the Nelly for a few moments, and then Marlowe went on.
"I was thinking of the Romans,"
he said softly.
"When they first sailed up this river, it was a dark place then, you can be sure of that."